Our next storyteller is Keith Palke. Keith Palke grew up in Colorado. He started working summers in Alaska in 1977 and moved to Juneau in 1981. He is retired after a career with the state of Alaska and now spends his winters playing with locals and summers playing with tourists. His story takes place on his honeymoon and it's titled, It Works! Don't worry, it's rated PG.
So I've always loved animals ever since I was a little kid, and not just the fuzzy kittens and puppies, but rats and mice and gerbils, and much to my mother's chagrin, reptiles and amphibians. I was always chasing lizards and frogs and turtles and bringing them home, trying to keep them as pets. In high school, I had a part-time job working at a pet store, and I spent all my money on cages and aquariums and critters. By my senior year, I had a room full of animals, including a caiman and a Burmese python. I figured, because I did reasonably well in high school and I liked science and I had a lot of pets, that I could get into vet school. So I enrolled in the pre-vet program at Colorado State University, which is about 40 miles from where I grew up in Boulder. My poor mother was stuck taking care of my menagerie while I was in the dorms. She had grown up on a farm and wasn't squeamish about animals, but had never anticipated taking care of a South American alligator and a 6-foot Burmese python. The pre-vet program, all my classes had the same 350 students all competing for 90 openings. I stuck with it for a year and a half before I got a C in first semester organic chemistry, which pretty much eliminated me from the chance of getting into vet school. So I had to think on what I could change my major to and not have pissed away 2 years of college. My first love had always been herpetology, the study of reptiles and amphibians, but even though I knew there were jobs there were few and far between. So I figured, fish, that's the closest thing to reptiles that there might actually be a job in. So I changed my major to fish biology. And fisheries classes were much less stressful, much smaller than the pre-vet classes. Instead of a full year of organic chemistry, we had a semester of applied organic chemistry, where we learned practical things like how to test your own blood alcohol content. In 1978, I graduated from CSU, got my first job with ADF&G, and moved to the only state in the United States where there are no reptiles. In 1981, I moved to Juneau to work on my master's at UAJ. I finally had my own place, so I had my pets shipped up from my roommate in Fort Collins who'd been taking care of the now 8-foot pair of Burmese pythons. I kept these in a large cage in my living room, and they proved very effective at weeding through potential girlfriends. Eventually, one of them proved tougher than a pair of pythons, and I married my lovely wife, Sandy, in 1988. And we went to Florida on our honeymoon that fall. When people think of honeymoon in Florida, you usually think of beaches, Mai Tais, maybe Disney World. Well, for me, the highlight was going to be the Everglades, a big old swamp full of lizards and snakes and turtles and alligators. We rented a car in Tampa and headed south towards the Everglades, and we got to a visitor center called Shark Valley. Shark Valley has a 15-mile-long road leading right into the middle of the Everglades that's closed to personal cars. You can only go in on tour buses or bicycles or by foot. So we hopped on this tour tram. It's an open vehicle with about 20 passengers, a guide, and a driver. The guide, the first thing he says was, well, I don't know much about the Everglades, but if you want to know about World War II fighter planes, I'm your guy, because he had just gotten transferred from the USS Arizona Memorial in Pearl Harbor. But he proceeded to talk to us about a lot of the wildlife we saw on the way, including alligators, and he talked about how a mother alligator will guard the nest and protect the eggs from predation. And I had read a lot, and I knew that this was true, and I thought, yeah, this guy knows something. And then he went on to say that after the eggs hatch, the baby alligators swim out into the water, and the mother continues to protect them. And if the babies feel threatened, they'll make a noise and call their mother back. At this, I rolled my eyes and thought, oh, this is just a bunch of malarkey, because even before the internet, I knew everything, you know. And then he proceeds to say, Bob, our driver here, is a herpetologist, and he can make this noise. He can mimic the noise that a baby alligator makes when it's threatened. Well, my first thought here is, aha, this is the kind of job you can get with a degree in herpetology, driving a bus in a swamp. So he hands the microphone to Bob, and Bob goes, ooh, ooh. And all the other guests are very impressed, and I'm just rolling my eyes thinking, they're really telling us a tall tale here. Well, Sandy and I went on south. We played in Key Largo for a week or so till we were out of money, and then we were heading back towards Tampa. We got back to Shark Valley, and we decided to go in again, but this time on our own. So we rented some bicycles, and this was really great because as soon as we were out of sight of the visitor center, we were all by ourselves in the biggest swamp in North America. And a bicycle is a pretty good way to see wildlife because you move quickly but quietly. Now, Sandy'd been with me for a week and a half and had a pretty good idea of what would happen if we saw any wildlife, you know, because I'd been chasing lizards and turtles for the last week. Well, she should have known what would happen when we saw some baby alligators basking by the side of the road. I jumped off my bike and I grabbed this baby alligator and I held it up to show her. She wisely backed away from this strange man harassing an endangered species in a national park. I had a firm but gentle grip on the little guy so he couldn't bite me, but he was able to take a very large gulp of air and then proceeded to make an exact mimic of Bob the herpetologist. And out of the swamp, about 20 yards away, come this mama alligator lunging towards me as fast as she could. I took that baby alligator and I threw it in the swamp as quick as I could, and I go, it works! And I got on the bike and we rode it out there as fast as we could. And in the 25 years since, I've never harassed another alligator. And I make a point of always listen to my guides, and especially the bus drivers if they have a college degree.